I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you ever have a question, a comment, a concern, you want to reach us, the best way to do so is through email. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. The first one we have to get to here is from... I don't know whether always to say the names.
Don't.
So I
just
will,
don't. Make them
I
up.
Will not. A very unusual confession was made to me at work yesterday. A coworker of mine was in the bathroom for about 35 minutes. I was sitting around wondering, what in the hell is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
When he came out, I said, hey, what the hell are you doing? Playing with yourself in there?
Yeah, I was. Big deal. Big whoop.
He asked if I could keep a secret.
Uh-oh.
I said, sure. He said, when I take a number two,
mm-hmm.
I have to be naked, and I have to then wash myself.
Oh.
Wash. He asked. When you ask, you'll get an answer. You shouldn't have asked.
Lisa, can you keep a secret?
Nope.
Hell, come on, just a little secret.
Chuck secret.
I'll tell everyone.
A little tiny little secret of mine.
Just a secret.
All right, go ahead and tell everyone.
He said, so the whole time I was wondering what the hell he's doing in there. Turns out he's getting butt naked, taking a dump, then washing his poopy ass in the sink while I'm covering for him.
How many asses do you think have been washed in our sinks?
Our sinks?
I guarantee.
Why would anyone wash their ass in our sink?
Think about it. It's happening.
It's happening.
What?
I guarantee it.
I'm sure there's people.
So.
I'm sure that there's been an ass washed in one of the sinks in this.
How would you even do that? I am a tall man, and I would not fathom trying to wash my ass.
You hop
at work.
Up there.
You hop up there.
No, see that one is one of those one that's just it's just a sink hanging into the
eventually.
Wall.
There's some little guys running around.
No,
and little girls.
No,
you cup your hand.
Probably a girl,
and you let the water fall in there, and then you splash your butthole.
Yeah, why would a girl?
It's because they pooped.
I don't think so.
And they want to be super fresh?
I'm just saying. I just think it's definitely happened here.
Maybe they got a date after their air shift, so they got to freshen up. So that way they're clean down there, you know? They got a visitor coming in.
You never know.
I'm just saying, you never know. I guarantee there's been people that have washed their ass here.
No!
Yeah, I feel the same. We do have a shower here.
We do.
Upstairs,
so hopefully
but not here.
That's what you've decided.
I've washed my
business
ass
hours, you're going to want to be more discreet.
Yeah, I've showered here a few times.
Okay,
yeah.
In the shower,
more than
that's
I care
fine.
To admit.
Yeah. Wash your ass in the shower. That's fine. If you got to do it, you got to do it. But not in a sink where people wash their hands.
No, I think it's happening.
And clean their coffee mugs.
Yeah, don't do that in the bathroom. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I would never have cleaned my coffee mug in that sink just to think of what has happened
in
it.
No!
The water.
You should not clean
James here. Does not.
No, I refuse.
He takes it down every day to the kitchen.
You know that sink's been.
Drinking poop particles
God,
with my
on,
iced coffee.
On.
You got to think about the years and the people and the.
Dude.
And the choices people were
Are
making
people
back
washing
in the day.
There? It has to be like this. This has got to be a private bathroom like ours. You couldn't do that in... Like, imagine walking into the other big bathroom down there where there's a couple of stalls and someone's washing their ass.
And you see crazy things there, too.
I bet. I think people are. And I think that this bathroom definitely is. It's happened. And I think even in the main bathroom it's happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Late night.
A little... Look a little left. Look a little right. Nobody here. Splashy, splash, splash.
You know, it's burning a bit.
Oh,
you
got to
take care of that burn.
Come on.
So what's this guy's question?
His question, he wants to know what's the strangest confession made to someone by a coworker? Because he said this is the strangest thing he's ever heard. He wondered if anyone had anything crazier. Yeah. So if someone at work has made a really strange confession to you, what was it? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969.
Also, if you caught someone washing their ass.
So someone says, whoever smelt it, dealt it. Someone said, whoever says they guarantee are the people that do it. Chuck and Andy sound suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not washing my ass here, but I just know there's animals here that would do that.
Yeah, and I just know the animals that used to work here and... the choices, life choices people have made in this building, and
wash their ass.
I'm going to guarantee it. Of strangest confession made to you by a coworker, listen to this voicemail. A listener of ours is a manager,
okay,
and got this voicemail from a female coworker early one morning.
Hello, this is I was on my way to work and I screwed up and myself, so I will not be reporting it to work. Thank you.
So we obviously had to edit it. She says her name. Hi, this is so-and-so.
Yeah.
I was on my way into work and I threw up and myself.
Jeez. Yeah, I gathered that.
That's what she said, huh?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Sorry, I won't be coming in today.
You could have just...
Hello, this is... I was on my way to work and I threw up and myself, so I will not be reporting it to work. Thank you.
Huh.
Lays
you could
it
have just said, throw it, throw it up, you know?
I bet you the throw up caused the back door explosion,
you know,
too.
Well, yeah.
But don't
sure
tell me.
Did.
Lisa would never tell us. Lisa would never, if that, God forbid, happened to her one morning, she would never call, hey, guys, I threw up and
she might
myself.
Not even say throw up. She
no,
would
she
be
wouldn't.
Like, I just, hey,
I'm
guys,
not coming in today.
I don't feel good. The other day when I thought I was going to poop my pants on the way to work. It was going through my head. It was like spinning through my head. Like
you thought you were
going
to poop your pants?
Yeah, it was real bad, guys. It was really, really bad. And I was like, what do I say? Because I'm not, like, if it happened, that's it. I was going to go home.
Right, we've always said that's, you everyone know? Gets to go home if
the
they
thing
poop
is,
just say you threw up or something.
I know, but
yeah,
I mean,
you got to make it up and just lie.
Truth be told,
lie.
Though, what I should have done, like, I could have just gone home. Change everything up, take a new shower, and then
you'd be really late.
Come back to work. But would you rather I took a whole day off?
No, you should stay home.
Right. But I wasn't sick or anything. It was just not, you know, it was just a...
You'd have loose to stools.
Just say you slept in, turn around and go.
That's
some loose
back.
Stool. I won't be in today. I've got loose stool.
It was like four times.
You know,
because
I wouldn't want to deal with like the fallout of like the sleep in. You know, when Dave tries to call me 600 times and I'm not going to answer.
Right.
And, you know, like, I'd rather call and be like, tragedy has happened. I'll be there, but I'm going to be an hour late. But it is weird to like call and admit that you pooped yourself.
Especially as a woman. I mean, even as a guy, I'd have trouble calling our boss and saying, hey, I pooped myself. I'm not coming in. But as a woman, to say that you threw up in your pants.
Yeah. But I went through all of it.
She didn't sound all together.
No, she didn't, did she?
Keep it together, ladies.
Got other issues there.
Hello, this is... I was on my way to work and I threw up and myself, so I will not be reporting it to work. Thank you.
She sounds drunk.
Just saying it that way, too.
Yeah.
Like,
very matter of fact.
No, but like using the term, like the
S-H. Word.
Yeah. To like describe it as a chick is just...
Oh, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
it's absolutely horrendous.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It really is.
So what's the strangest confession made to you by a coworker? Melissa, hi, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, so the weirdest thing I ever had, I used to work at the U of M hospital, and there was a bathroom in our unit that had this disgusting back tractor covered with poop behind the toilet. And I was like... really, really grossed out by it and, you know, talking to people about having somebody throw away.
Oh, we lost her.
I don't even know what she said. There was some kind
I
of
guess,
poop trap?
Okay, Jason had talked to her. She said that the coworker to her, a bigger lady, confessed that she had to bring a personal backwasher to wash her ass and she kept it in the bathroom.
Oh, it was a poop washer. It was like a
she couldn't
backdoor
back
scrubber.
There.
I wondered how.
So she had to get one of those poop scrubbers, the back scrubbers, but use it as an ass scrubber.
Yeah.
She just left it in the bathroom.
Do you think,
just
hold on. There. I got a lot of questions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Does she dip it? Because it's got to be moist. Does she dip it in the toilet water?
No, I bet
it's the sink.
I bet it's the sink.
Well, she has her own solution. She keeps it.
But you can't just.
No, it's the sink.
You can't
it's
just do it there.
No, right? I mean.
It's the sink.
No, she's got to do it over the toilet. She's got to do it over the toilet.
Well, she goes to the sink. White gets it wet.
No, you can't. If it's in a public bathroom with more than one stall, she's got to use toilet water to wet it. She can't go out nude or at least pantsless, wet her brush, her butt brush, come back in and scrub. No,
I guess. I mean, it would depend on the like in our bathroom, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
In like a normal bathroom with stalls, you couldn't do it.
I just imagine it like one of those squeegees at a gas station where it's just in that liquid.
Yeah, it's in its own liquid.
Yeah.
And she said, Jason just put that on my screen, that her ass brush was gunked up with poop.
Gunked up.
Ass gunked with poop.
Gunked and you work with this person?
And he works with her.
Gunked up.
Don't you report that?
You should.
Yeah.
I should, Lise.
Lisa goes
like
to HR.
All of a sudden I had
wouldn't
a
work
brush.
With someone that had
like
that did
make
that.
A report,
it,
please.
That thing would be gone. It would be disappeared. It would be.
Oh, yeah.
It would be.
You'd get rid of it.
Well, you can't touch it, but you'd call someone.
Oh, you'd have to. I mean, what a terrible.
If I see a poop brush here, I'm calling the police.
Wow.
Hello, police.
This person
got a gunked up poop brush.
Ooh.
My coworker admitted to me that his girlfriend and him like to get freaky with ice popsicles and eat them after. Wow, way too personal. You're telling your coworkers things that are way too personal.
Yep.
Jesus.
A lesbian coworker told me she loves the dong when she gets drunk, and she has to be careful who she drinks around.
Huh.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right.
I mean, that's not too crazy. That's okay.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's acceptable. A little.
Sarah.
Hi.
Strangest confession made to you by a coworker.
I was working at the mall, and it was my manager at the time, and we were talking about the movie Deadpool when it first came out, and he was telling me that he had a fetish that happened in that movie. He said it was during the holiday scene, and it was the one that happened during the Happy International Women's Day holiday, which was Deadpool being pegged.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Your manager confessed to you that he liked to be pegged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like 17 at the time.
Oh, no, that's inappropriate. Yeah. That is inappropriate. How old was he?
I would say he was in his like mid-30s, and he was like a small Asian man.
Oh, no.
Just to let you know, I'd rather the Deadpool. The Deadpool scene with the pig.
Not over the Hulk.
You keep a smashing the desk and knocking over things in here,
I do, Dave.
Yeah. Oh. Just to let you know, I love a Deadpool.
You like that movie?
A Deadpool when in International Women's Day, get the pig. Love it.
Oh.
I love it. You want to try?
No.
Is that what he was looking for? Was that
his
end game?
100%.
Trying to get her to peg her? She, well, he wanted her to peg him?
You don't tell someone you like to be pegged unless you're hoping they're the pegging type.
He got some kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think there are some girls that you could get a vibe off that they'd peg you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're more aggressive. Hmm. You know?
Deadpool.
In the Deadpool with the peg. Deadpool.
That is so creepy.
Deadpool.
This one, a coworker once told me the process of how she got her nipple pierced. She then proceeded to flash me and show me her battle wounds. It was more strange than arousing.
Mm.
It's probably not the greatest, right?
Well, It's an odd thing to have to go through, and I feel like if someone is showing you their nipple piercing, they're into you, and so then you're like, oh God, but I don't want you to be into me, and now I know you are, and...
Yeah, it's a strange situation.
You know.
Mm-hmm. This one, my 26-year-old coworker admitted to me that if given the chance, he would lick the beehole of our 70-year-old, overweight, unattractive office lady. Never explained why.
Just the joy of it. Just the joy that it would bring.
Sometimes people do things just for the experience.
Yeah.
I don't need certain experiences in my life.
I think it would be pretty bad. I think it would be pretty bad time.
Old big lady beehole.
Go ahead. Get back here.
I want to let you know it's a little little loose back there. I can't really tell what's going on.
Ben from Madison Heights, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak, talking about a strange confession a coworker made to you.
Yeah, so I actually have two confessions. They were a couple months apart. My coworker said to me that his girlfriend, he would be lacking in work because his girlfriend had cheated on him with his best friend. And a couple months after that, his work had recovered. They ended up coming to me again saying that his work would be lacking because his best friend had slept with his then new girlfriend once again. It was kind of like, come on, buddy. Let's stop introducing your girlfriend.
So imagine you go. Imagine one of us went to our boss and like, listen, I'm not going to be doing too well on the show. I'm just,
you know,
my girlfriend cheated on me and
Chuck keeps but it's the same person. Like every time Andy introduces me to his girlfriend, I have sex with her.
Right,
dude. Sorry, man.
I don't know why this keeps happening.
I don't know. I'm not.
I mean, that's twice.
I'm not
now.
A great guy, obviously.
That is
I'm not
terrible,
a really
terrible
good
strain
guy.
On our friendship.
It
here.
Really is.
I mean,
but,
every time
you know she's not worth it anyway. Go find yourself a new
girlfriend.
I guess
that's solid advice.
Yeah,
I'm not introducing the next one to you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
This next text here. Coworker told me when he was having sex with his wife, he couldn't finale ever.
Mm.
They were trying to get pregnant. So he told me he would just then jerk off into her.
Wow.
Mm. Too much.
That's what he said. TMI. Jeez. Too much information.
What a weird thing.
I don't believe you can get
just,
pregnant.
Well, I mean, if you time it right.
If you time it just right.
If you time it just right.
Well,
just
I don't.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. Squid oop.
Skaboo.
You know, you'd have to really
This one,
hope for one.
I work for a produce delivery company. A coworker confessed to me that he'd been getting blowies in the back of his truck from a Denny's waitress that he delivered to.
Oh, man.
It's our secret, right?
Don't tell a soul. I'll keep those sausages coming.
Grand slam every time.
It is a grand slam.
A few more quick calls before we move on to the next email. Let's ask Dave and Chuck the Freak. We got this email from a listener, got a very unusual confession at his workplace. His coworker was in the bathroom for 35 minutes and finally confessed, listen, when I have to poop, I get naked and then I wash my ass in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what took him so long. Strangest confession a coworker has made to you. Chris, you're up next. Go ahead, man.
How you doing?
Good.
Penis, balls.
Penis.
All right, so, we had a problem with people stealing lunch at our work. This guy came in, brought some White Castles, and he confessed to us that he finale'd on the burgers and put them in the fridge waiting for somebody to eat it.
So he knew someone was stealing his lunch, so he soiled the burgers to get revenge.
Exactly.
And someone stole them.
Did someone eat it?
No, unfortunately, he told us a little too early, and my boss was like, yeah, you're disgusting. You got to get out of here, buddy.
Yeah, well, no, fortunately. Not unfortunately. Fortunately. Yeah. I mean, you never should steal someone's lunch, but...
I mean, they get what they deserve.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's probably more than they deserve. Someone's finale in their mouth is probably more than they deserve.
It's just a little bit of... Just natural.
Some protein.
It's just natural.
That is illegal. It's a bodily substance.
Yep, yeah. I would agree.
Someone said a coworker confessed that he would wipe down the toilet seat with toilet paper after a hot chick had used it, and then he would wrap that around his donger and jerk it.
For her essence? Just to get
her... To get her essence.
Just
her ass
to get
essence.
Her essence?
Her essence.
Her essence.
Why around your donger, though? I feel like you're not going to get any kind of a...
Because that's as close as you're going to get to it.
Yeah, that's...
Wrap that toilet paper around your face or something.
Oh.
No, then there's James. Now we know what James does.
And then there's James.
Every time I'm
and
done.
And then there's James.
He's always going in right after I'm in there.
It's not ideal to do that with toilet paper.
Called the essence mummy.
Yeah. James, you have a little toilet paper on you.
Yeah. Oh, whoops, whoops. I went in there after Lisa used the bathroom.
No, that was Chuck.
Oh, I thought it smelled funny.
Yeah. Mm. My butt smells great. My
oh,
assence.
My God.
My assence is amazing.
Chuck's assence. Imagine Chuck's assence in your face.
Mm. Yes. I do all the time.
Yes.
I've lived it.
Oh, God, that is revolting.
Yeah, man.
That guy is sad that does that.
Dudes sometimes just like chick smells.
I guess. Yeah.
And he's trying to get any kind of...
Any chick smell.
Any residual...
That's so sad.
It's very sad.
All right. This next email comes to us from another listener who said, I started working at my current employer a few years ago. Openly gay general manager consistently hit on me since I started. I honestly didn't bother me, but he had never done anything physically towards me, so it didn't really disturb me. But that all changed. Working in a standard cubicle setup, he comes out of his office behind my desk, was having a conversation with the person over the wall from me. As the conversation continued, he moved closer and closer to where I was sitting. Finally, he gets close enough to where he rested his crotch on my shoulder.
Oops.
This lasted for about a minute.
One, two.
I stayed perfectly still the whole time, mainly out of shock.
Four, five.
A minute's an eternity.
Do you know how long a minute is with junk on your shoulder?
He said, what should I have done?
Okay, was this a guy or a girl?
A guy. Openly gay general manager constantly hitting on me. So we're in a meeting, and our boss puts his junk on your shoulder. Oh, Chuck. Chuck. No. No.
Get that raise, baby.
Okay, come on.
Get that raise.
And just shrug a shoulder.
I mean, in this day and age, he's fired.
Mm-hmm.
I say that the boss had his penis on my shoulder. He's fired.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, you can't be putting your penis on.
Yeah, as long as he's not like a brother of the owner or, you know what I mean? That it gets weird then.
Yeah.
You risk getting punched.
Right. Squeeze him.
Don't squeeze him, Dave. Dave, don't squeeze him.
He said, I was just so surprised that I froze.
That's a funny reaction to
Well, I know.
But I mean, like, what am I doing?
I'm like, you're probably young and intimidated, right? Like, he was younger. He was intimidated, and he just didn't know how to react.
Yeah, you don't expect
it. Because what are you supposed to say? Could you get your dick off my shoulder?
Well,
like, what are you supposed to say?
Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I think you know.
You're like, oh, your dick was on my shoulder. Jesus.
I think if someone even just put their hand on my shoulder, I'd be like, hey,
pull away.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, someone just comes up and touches you.
Yeah.
So, like, junk, balls,
and a dong. Go and get.
You know. And plus, did he say he snuck up on him like real slow?
Well, no, he said he was having a conversation with the person over the wall from him, and as the conversation continued, he moved closer and closer. Finally, got close enough to rest his crotch on my shoulder.
That's what I mean. He's like.
So the person on the other side of the wall wouldn't have probably been able to see his junk on the shoulder, right? Because the wall probably was a certain height.
Right. So it was their little, secret with him.
Strange.
Man, I just, thank God that's not our boss.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank God he's not doing that to us because, I mean.
What do you do, Chuck?
We're powerless to stop him.
What do you do?
We just enjoy it.
See, that's the situation this guy can. Could have been in too, right?
You just enjoy
young,
it.
Intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a dick on his shoulder. Doesn't know how
I
to deal with it.
I mean, and you don't know. I mean, he's the GM. Was he in charge of like? Did he hire the person you'd have to report him to?
Right.
Are they all in on it?
Yeah. How deep's this dick game going?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Questions we don't know. Mm-hmm. Questions we can't answer right now. But we all think we would have acted differently, but we don't know the situation you were in and how intimidated you were by this guy. Still, though,
you got
to be a hell
something.
Of a job to let me have a dick on the shoulder.
Never let anybody have a dick on my shoulder.
A raise changes everything, though.
How much is
that? A nice raise.
Go ahead, put it right on there.
Yep.
All right, this next email comes into us to email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. She says, I'd like to remain anonymous. Don't say my name. Mm-hmm. Always put that in there if you don't want your name out there. Mm-hmm. Haven't really dated in a while. I was divorced 13 years ago after being married for 15 years. Then I got into a long relationship that just ended. Not wanting a new relationship at this time, I did meet a guy about 2 years ago. We were just physically attracted to each other and just acted on it. Sex is awesome. He's white. I'm black. He is not afraid of the dark.
Hmm.
She says, this is the first time I've had sex with a white guy, so I can check that off my list. Yes, smaller than I'm used to, but he puts in some major work. She says, this is what I'm emailing about. I've got two questions. He doesn't manscape. I'm meticulous about ladyscaping. I'd like to keep our no-strings-attached sexual relationship going for a while, and I don't want to offend him, but I think I need to say something. He gets to eat off a clean plate, but I don't?
He looks like Larry Bird down there.
Should I say something? And if so, how?
It's like a reddish afro down there.
Oh.
I think,
how
yes.
How do you say something?
Just say it. I mean,
I think to a guy, it's easier to say, absolutely. Like, hey, you need to shave that thing.
How often have they had sex? A lot?
It seems I feel like they have.
They basically just have sex.
All this girl has to say is, hey, if you want me to service you down there, it needs to be
right
more kept than it is. And a guy would
I don't
take
think
care
a girl
of.
Needs to tiptoe around asking requests. As
hey, do me a favor. Would you mind manscaping for me?
Right.
That's all she has to
That's
say.
That's it. I'm getting tired of choking on your hair.
Most guys would be like, oh, yeah, sure.
Kissing Larry Bird down there.
Okay. And then this is her second question. She said, I haven't been now with a lot of different guys, but I've noticed he doesn't seem to get fully erect. More so if I perform down there first. Now, sorry to be graphic. I don't usually talk publicly about my sex life. He still inserts, and then it gets more firm. And he puts in some work, like I said.
This doesn't sound so great.
He could be intimidated.
She's like saying all these things that are wrong.
Is he old? Is he older?
Smaller than you.
So he's
got the pube. This is still a pube.
He sounds
guy?
Like an older guy.
This is still pube guy. And she might be. Obviously, she is. Listen, she said, I got divorced 13 years ago after being married for 15 years. Right?
Oh, so this is an older guy. This is a guy with problems. This is a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting up there. Yeah. He's got my dad's pubes, and he's got an old man's donger.
Yeah.
She said a couple of questions. Is semi-hard that gets harder later a common thing? Is that considered erectile dysfunction, even though it gets semi and he completes?
No, I
want to ask him about that, too, but again, I don't want to offend him.
I don't know if you should ask him about that.
That's just older.
Yeah.
That's just older. And he either needs to work out a little bit more. Get in a bit better shape, or he's got to go to the doctor. And
wow, she is advanced, though. She says, I've learned a lot listening to you guys. Having not really done it in 28 years, I learned a lot of stuff, hence the meticulous ladyscaping, especially my backside.
Oh, she likes that, huh?
I don't want to look like Chewbacca back there, like some caller complained about. She says, I love you, Lisa. You're my inspiration. I'm a foodie, too, that wants to stay in shape.
Oh, that's nice.
She loves Lisa.
Oh, that's nice. That's so sweet.
I've learned all about rim jobs, and I love Lisa.
Rim jobs, and I take care of my butthole, and just also shout out to Lisa, my favorite.
Don't be gross.
I'm just like her. Exactly the same.
People are chiming in on this email. She could offer to trim him herself.
I don't like that.
No, just
break. Tell him to do
just
it.
Just tell him to do it. He'll do it.
Someone else says she sounds like a pain in the ass, always complaining. I mean, come on. She's just asking us a couple of questions.
She's dealing with a hairy noodle.
A hairy limp noodle.
All she has to say is
hairy limp noodle.
All you have to say is, I'm not going to service you down there. I'm not going to give you one of those great things I give you.
Yeah.
If it's hairy like that.
Yeah.
What if she doesn't even say anything? She just like pretends like it keeps tickling her nose, and she like keeps sneezing,
or even so have
you get the clue.
That's elaborate.
You have to talk to him about
it.
But he doesn't have ED though. He's okay.
Well, it's the beginning stages of it, probably, but it's just being older.
It's there's just, something going on.
You know, he's probably 55.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got the pubes of a 55-year-old guy.
Yeah, but 55-year-olds can still.
And he can still too. But it just takes a little bit more to rev the engine.
Yeah, and he might need a pill or two.
Yeah,
he could have.
But that is
blood pressure.
It's so much
stuff.
Easier to say, someone, hey, would you mind shaving your pubes? Then, hey, you have a limp dick.
No, don't talk about that.
A limp dick.
You have a limp dick. No, he knows that. He already knows that.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a lot more normal, I think, than what
people think. It is.
Someone said if he manscapes, then... Oh, I get it. If he manscapes, his wife might notice something different. So this person's assuming this guy's cheating with this girl.
Oh.
So he's married.
Oh, I don't think so.
That's
quite a stretch.
And someone wanted to know if the bryster would trim for a girl. I don't think so.
No. You don't think your dad would manscape if a woman asked him?
Nope.
Come on.
Not with the way he is when he talks about just his own hair.
He loves it, right?
And he's like, I'm a man, boy.
you can deal with it or you can't. But all of this fur is man fur.
Do you think he's ever touched it?
Touched what?
His pubes. Like, he has trimmed them.
No, he's never trimmed them. No,
since
I can guarantee.
Since he became a man, they've just been growing.
I can 1,000% guarantee he's
no,
never trimmed them.
Come on. They've got to reach a point where you just...
He's not from a time where
he's
that
He's not
was
from a time when you would have done it as a man. He's not from a time.
Do they ever stop growing then?
Yes, they stop.
Okay.
Do they?
They stop at a certain
limit. Oh, my God.
They stop at a limit.
They're coming down his legs?
No, no.
He's got the Jackson 5 in the leg lock down there.
It's no joke.
All five of them, even
it's
Tito.
It's no joke down there. I've let mine go like that, and it's wild.
It's wild.
Chuck. And it's wild, man.
Come on now.
Yeah, he's from a different non-pube shaving time.
That's just it. And he doesn't give an F, you know what I mean? Like, if something's not going to happen for him, he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care. Oh, you don't want to do that? Well, then...
You're lost.
Yeah. You don't get it then. You know, he doesn't care. He's a different breed. It's odd.
Pricer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I mean, at first, it's hard to feel sorry for someone that can get scammed like this, because you think, how did you think this was real?
Yeah.
But there's a woman, a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yes.
Who was...
The boss, if you will.
...taken for $12,000 after developing a year-long relationship over Facebook.
With the boss?
With the boss.
Oh, no. My God.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
No. Yes. The boss doesn't want to talk to anybody.
No. Yeah. The boss is the boss.
He's a Bruce Springsteen.
The boss is the boss.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Poor lady.
Oh, that's sad.
CBS Chicago.
I play the loving woman.
Yeah. Has the story here.
You play the faithful man.
Oh, are you singing that right to me?
Let's listen in to their
I have been loving Bruce Springsteen since the 1980s. Aww.
Mary, who asked us to conceal her identity, says she commented on Bruce Springsteen's Facebook page. She then got a message from Bruce.
And I'm like, Bruce Springsteen, I'm good. How are you? This
tunnel of love. Did you think that you were dealing with the real Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
A search of Bruce Springsteen shows there are dozens of Facebook pages purporting to be the boss. The real verified account is noted with a blue check mark. Mary and fake Bruce exchanged pics and text messages for almost a year. The tone turned flirty. Fake Bruce told her he was getting a divorce, and he said he needed money.
I sent him iTunes up to maybe $400, $500, $600.
Bruce doesn't need your iTunes cards. You think Bruce Springsteen needs iTunes cards?
Oh my God, in heaven. He's one of the richest.
Listen, I'm down on my luck. If you could send me a couple hundred dollars worth of iTunes cards.
Listen, Born in the USA is a place.
Yeah, Bruce, I will. Of course I will, Bruce.
His divorce lawyer only works for iTunes cards.
Yeah, exactly.
The only way he accepts payment.
Oh, man, this lady.
Little every week.
But then fake Bruce texted her pictures of his stash of gold, saying he needed money to ship it from Dubai.
My mind was just so brainwashed. I said, okay. I said, what? How much money?
She ended up sending $11,500 via MoneyGram, Western Union, and cashier's checks to someone in Dubai.
Oh, I was vulnerable at that time. You know, it hurts. It hurts, and you feel so stupid.
For the record, Bruce Springsteen is currently married and is worth about $460 million.
Yeah. Hey everyone, I'm Keith Urban.
Hey guys, I'm Hermes.
Celebrities have started warning fans to beware of these fan scams.
Please do not engage with these people or send them money.
And imposter scams was the number one fraud for the FTC last year.
The Federal Trade Commission says these scams cost consumers $328 million in 2017, with over 350,000 complaints.
If somebody asks you to send money through a money transfer or through an iTunes gift card or for a prepaid gift card, don't do it.
Recent court rulings obtained by the FTC now require money transfer companies to warn customers about possible scams. We wondered if they were following these new rules. So I visited 10 MoneyGram and Western Union locations.
I got a phone call that I won a lottery.
No, that's a scam. Don't send the money.
He's in jail and I have to pay the bond to get him out of jail.
Absolutely not. Do not send any money. That's a scam.
All locations either gave us verbal warnings or had signs posted regarding potential fraud. Our fake Bruce Springsteen victim concedes she was warned multiple times but chose to send the money anyway.
I'm just a fool.
Got a little nervous thinking, I wonder if this is someone who is pretending to be Derek Huff.
Kathy Martin was nervous because the Derek Huff she met on Instagram had an odd request.
He said, would you want to donate to an orphanage house in support of me?
Martin reached back out to fake Derek during our interview, telling him she suspected fraud.
He's responding?
Yes, and his response was LOL, which is laughing out loud.
At least Martin never sent any money, but
it's hard to know what's real and what's fake.
Old people on the internet is so bad.
There's no way to tell how many fake accounts involve celebrities. Facebook says that it has disabled 538 million fake accounts already this year.
Oh boy,
she needs some help.
Pam Zachman.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's really John Cena I'm talking to on Facebook?
Oh no,
James.
Don't send him money.
You know he's rich. Suspicious because he's asking me to send him Fortnite V-Bucks.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, he doesn't need
that. I thought
that.
He could probably afford his own, but he said he needed it for like the Make-A-Wish kids. He wanted to give it to them.
Yeah. No, that's a bad idea, dude. Some guy.
Bad idea.
Oh, man, that's thousands of dollars.
How many other things have you done for him?
He's seen me up close images of my b-hole.
I bet.
That was the second thing he asked for after the V-Bucks.
But you have, okay... I know it's hard.
Yeah, girl, your daddy home, did he go and he leave you all alone?
Oh my God, that's you. You think it's really him? A dude that's worth like almost $500 million. You think he's going to need...
You can't save everyone.
You can't, right?
We try so hard. Mary.
The only thing that sucks about these type of things, I know this sounds terrible, but that it doesn't end with your dead, because you have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you live with... Like, if I gave someone 30 grand of my whole life savings and I was 75, I'd be like, why can't I die at the end of this? Yeah. I'm a moron. I should be dead. But no, now I have to live with nothing for the next 10 years until my body gives up from the alcoholism.
It's so easy to scam old people.
It is.
Oh, my
sad.
God.
That's just Bruce. That's really... That's the boss. Bars and then you
put a knife, ruby, edgy, and dull.
I like the idea of the guy calling her, and he's got like a thick Indian accent, and he's like,
he's
and
Bruce
I drink my face up and wide.
Oh my God, it is. It is you, bro. Wow, God, you're singing right to me over the.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Sound a little different than you do on the stage.
It's a little bit different because in a live setting it is more different.
I cannot believe
than,
it's you.
I kind
Mary,
of
ask him to sing Born in the USA.
He got to sing Born in the USA.
Born down in a dead-end town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
End up like a dog that's been beat too much.
I love you.
Till you spend half of your life just covering up your...
Oh, my God,
born
Bruce.
Born in the U.S. of A.
Oh, I got to sit down.
Born in the U.S. of A.
Oh, God, Bruce.
Born in the U.S. of A. I'm a long dong daddy on the U.S. of A.
Oh, my God.
Did you say long dong?
That is that. I love your spin on the lyrics, the new spin. It's so good. I saw you. Do you remember? 1989.
I do. I remember because...
You looked out, and I swear to God, we made eye contact.
Let's see. That's right. It was in 1982. That was...
Oh, Bruce.
In that stadium.
Oh, whatever you need.
Never forget.
Whatever you need, I'm getting you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough because I have oodles of gold locked up in Dubai currently.
Oh, that's a hell of a conundrum.
And the only way to get it out is through the magic of Apple Music.
Oh, you gotta hate.
And if I could please, you know...
I'm on my way, Bruce. Whatever you need. It's just your goal. They got to give you your goal.
Glory days.
Oh, sing again.
Then pass you by glory days.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Whenever the young girls down, glory days.
I'm on my way to
glory
get there.
Glory days.
Oh, Bruce.
All right.
Oh, uh-huh. And you're getting a divorce, you say?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't believe.
Come on, boys. Keep them rocking now.
You guys.
We gonna go home.
Oh, the ladies down at the bingo hall are never going to believe this.
Turn it up.
Oh, God. Such rock and roll. Oh.
So, yes, if you could please
we'll get
send
you your gold,
me.
Bruce.
All I need is about 12,000.
That's
in,
so reasonable.
In iTunes.
That's not a lot at all. I thought you'd have more money to get your own gold out. But
maybe we were born to
but when you sing, I just melt when you sing like that to me. Oh, Bruce.
I don't know this one.
I love you.
I can't remember this one.
I couldn't expect you to remember all your hit
songs. That's right.
You probably have help on stage.
Every once in a while, you wouldn't know them.
Right? Yeah, you wouldn't know them.
Like,
no.
She'd ask for a deep cut, and he'd be like,
oh, boy.
That's all right. I can't expect you to remember all that.
Oh!
Oh.
It's a death trap. Oh, it's a suicide trap.
Oh, Mary's never.
We better
almost...
get out while we're young.
It's hard to believe someone could fall for it, but they do. And...
Traps like us. Baby, we were born to run.
Oh.
Yep. Thankfully, although my Indian family has been scammed themselves almost by things, luckily none of them have any interactions with fake celebrities.
I figured your father-in-law was unscammable.
I would have thought so, too.
Yeah, he doesn't trust anyone.
Yeah. There was just that one time with a fake roofing company.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that one. Yep. That's a pretty big
was
one.
Was it? Did you almost, was it you that almost got the whole water heater thing? Did it happen to you, or was that them, too?
That was them. That was my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
They come around.
Like, they'll come around, man.
It is just awful. Like, you gotta, it's almost like you gotta talk to the elderly people in your life about social media. You gotta have a little sit-down. You gotta say, hey, look, there's 100 Bruce Springsteens out there that are not real.
None of them are real.
That's something I don't think I would have to say to someone, but
like,
I guess you do.
But,
and you'd even have to explain to them that even though the Bruce Springsteen account has a blue check mark, it's probably not the it's not the boss either, you know? That's someone else.
Right,
he's got
a
person working for him.
Right. Like, you're never... You can send all the direct messages you want to the boss's Facebook page.
So crazy.
The boss is never going to see it.
No.
I just feel... I do feel bad for that lady in a way. Like, you do... It's hard to, like, want to save the week, but...
No, how can you not feel bad for an old lady who's scammed by a fake Bruce Springsteen? But then you're like, how could you ever have thought that
you
was
know,
real?
This is the thing, though. I always think... She's got no one, obviously.
That's it. Nobody.
There's no one there looking out for her.
How old
there's
is
no
she?
Kid.
Didn't never set her
they
age.
Never
they
said
only said she was married. They wouldn't give her last name. They wouldn't give her age.
You can't
I've
have.
Never seen an interview either where they had the dark room thing with both the reporter and the person they were talking to.
The reporter was like, oh, yeah, turn
they're
the
like, listen,
on
if
me.
We get Zekman on camera, we got to have it dark in there.
Yeah,
she needs to have it dark all the time.
She looks like she's 87 doing the news out there at CBS Chicago.
She's been doing it a while.
But if you have someone in your family you think could be scammed by a fake celebrity, give them the heads up.
It really is up to you, especially like if you're a grandkid.
Mm.
it might be on you to sit down with grandma and be like, hey, the thing is too, like my mom, I know my mom's like super with it, you know, when it comes to social media and all that, but will there be a time as she gets older where she will be susceptible to, like, you know, if your brain slows down or whatever it is, you know?
My stepdad just texted me the other day and told me about an Apple scam, and I thought it was hilarious that he was telling me about a scam not to fall for. So
well, that's good.
On top of it.
Well, my parents almost fell. There's the latest thing they almost fell for. My dad's like, oh, our David, we got an email. Apparently, someone's been using our PayPal account. Because it says that I've ordered something and I have to click this link. I'm like,
oh, don't click it, don't click it.
I'm like, first of all, Dad, do you have a PayPal account? He's like, fuck, I don't think so.
I'm like, well, then no one can use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's back up a second.
Oh, my God. It's just so confusing to them. Like, you got to think, like, they live most of their lives without any of this stuff.
Right.
You know?
There was a time I was fixing a computer once every 3 weeks because my in-laws would click
something. Everything.
Every single time something came in, saw you at the bar last night. Crazy dance moves. Check them out.
Oh, my God.
Like, was I at the bar last night? Collect. And I'd come in and I'd be like, well, this one's fried.
Yeah.
This is a full system destroyed.
No, I told my dad, do not click on any links in any emails.
Yeah.
Like, just bring it to me or forward the email to me and I'll take a look at it before you click a link.
Yeah. You got to be kind of like an IT person for them.
You really do.
Yeah.
So, if people don't have someone like that in their life, though, then you get scammed by fake Bruce Springsteen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We talked about this story a little while ago. Now, a Detroit woman says that she was sexually assaulted on a Delta flight, and she's suing them now for $10 million. When we heard about the case, we're like, man, she's got a case.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess other people realize that, too. Here's the story from Channel 4.
They could have stopped this, but instead chose not to.
Rhonda and her lawyer told the story of what happened while she was heading home with her daughter from a cheer competition in Myrtle Beach.
And with my daughter and her friends in a row behind me, I was frozen in terror.
The man who she says assaulted her was initially caught by a flight attendant touching and exposing his genitals.
They knew about what was going on, and they had an obligation to stop it.
Instead, they say the man was able to roam the plane and sat next to Rhonda.
And began speaking to me inappropriately, rubbing my leg and my thigh.
In the lawsuit filed a few days ago, the man is quoted saying he liked white women and asked, "Where's your man?"
He then placed his hand underneath my shorts. I was trapped and unable to flee.
Detroit Airport Police arrested the man as soon as the flight landed. He was sentenced to just 7 days in jail.
Sexual assault and 7 days in jail, they don't work together.
Now she's asking for $10 million and wants to spread this message.
What happened was simply unacceptable. I am here standing up, not just for myself, but to make sure that sexual assault on an airplane never happens again to any woman ever.
And Delta did release a brief statement regarding the lawsuit that says, quote, in part, Delta is dismayed by what this customer describes in the suit. The safety and security of our customers and employees is always Delta's top priority. Back to you.
She's rich.
She will be. They offered her $2,500 in gift cards.
Wow, that's so nice of them.
Not enough.
It'll be better when they give her $10 million.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll settle for less, but they'll definitely pay her a lot of money. That's for sure.
Been like the roughest year for airlines ever.
Oh, my God.
Why is it? Stuff. Story after story. Yeah. And stuff. But this is the dude you may recall. Like, he was up in first class, I guess, jerking it. And they didn't do anything. They didn't tell him to stop. And then he walked back into the cabin and he sat down beside this woman.
Right. I feel like you can do anything you want in first class. Like if you want, if I wanted to jerk it in there.
No, I'm pretty sure you can't.
Like I'm allowed. No. I paid enough money.
No, I saw a video yesterday, a couple people banging on a plane.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one later.
Oh.
But they were not in first class.
No.
There's lots of banging on plane videos.
Yeah.
And I mean, they'll pan around and show everybody on the plane, and then it's like, oh boy, they're doing it.
Aaron's last insertion there.
Yeah. So if this is as this woman claims it was, she's going to get a lot of money.
Well, I mean, Delta's response.
I mean, they're saying that Delta should have stepped in and stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a flight attendant who's got to deal with the jerker, right?
Right.
But I guess at the end of the day, they're on duty. It's their responsibility.
Threatened to land that plane.
Yeah.
We're going to land this if you don't put your dick in your pants.
This is the most badass flight attendant. We're going to land this bitch if you don't put your dick back on your pants.
That was like a Thor attire, man.
She was trying to not let the other passengers hear.
Don't put your dick in your pants. You're going to take this plane down. Right now.
She's saying it with a smile, too, it seems like. So, like, everyone in the background who can't really see just looks like, oh, she's just smiling at this guy.
Must want some peanuts or something.
Hey, but could you put your dick in your pants? Or we're going to have to land this plane right now. Put the dick away. Put it away.
I'll snap your goddamn neck. You want the plane
away? Get your hands off this big lady.
Dick in your pants.
Right now.
I don't know how attracted you are to bigger women, but... Get your filthy hands off of.
Walking around with your dick down. Laying this plane if you don't put your dick back up.
Get your dick away.
Out of a plane full of cheerleaders, which is crazy.
Yeah.
She was assaulted.
Yep.
So he was sitting in first class originally, right? Was that the...
Yeah,
that's a,
jerking
what
it.
We had heard, I think.
Allegedly.
Yeah, to put that drink cart right there where he couldn't have got back.
Yeah.
Stay up in first class. Mm-hmm.
Pour coffee on your dick. Have a burnt dick. You want
I
there?
Spilt the coffee.
Yeah. Oh, I'll steam that dick right off you.
Let me just go get a napkin for you.
Well, can I get you some cookies?
Lisa is a badass flight attendant.
Lisa's not fooling around when it comes to dick business.
No, she is not. She went to a real, like a real place there.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She got real close to the mic.
For the other passengers, she's very professional.
If you don't think Lisa has dreamed about being a flight attendant, you're sorely mistaken.
She's dreamed of being Vanna White. I'm sure she's dreamed about being a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah. That was my plans after high school. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Like I could travel around. Yeah.
Yeah, when she realized she couldn't be Vanna White, then flight attendant was next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's now here with us.
Yeah.
Saying similar things. Put your dick away.
Stop talking dick.
You put your dick away. You're going to land this bird. I don't even care. Don't make me embarrass you in front of this whole plane.
Can you imagine,
I
Lisa?
Will. Honestly, I'll tie that thing in a knot. I'll tie it right in a knot.
Let's get these mother dicks off this mother plane.
You go on the announcing thing, and tell all the passengers.
Well, listen up. We've just got this creepy dick whipper. He's on the plane. Just stay away from him. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of this. I'm literally going to just smash his face to oblivion with something. I just need to find it. Does anyone have a weapon? I'm going to use it on him. He's touching big ladies, and he is... whipping his dick out. He's already just ruined first class. It was great up there. I was having a blast up there. I normally have a blast in first class. Just taking care of all those rich men. And I'll tell you, he's really put a damper on this flight. So we might have to land, and guess where we are right now? Let's look at Greensboro. Does anyone here want to land in Greensboro? I didn't think so. I know I don't. No, we are on our way somewhere awesome. And this guy is going to force us to land in what's the next city? Louisville, Kentucky? Why? Why would we ever even do that? Oh my god, this is terrible. I need two of the biggest people on this plane, large men, to just come and just beat this man within an inch of his life. Thank you so much for flying Delta. If you need anything, just hit your little light. I'll be back there in a jiffy quick second. Also, these big white boots are not official uniform, but I stepped it up today.
Lisa, like, still dresses like it's she's a 1960s
absolutely
flight attendant, because they had the coolest flight attendant.
They look hot. Yeah, they definitely look hot.
They were the coolest.
Yeah, don't mess with Lisa the flight attendant.
Greensboro. Would have been a different story.
It would. Yeah, you put your goddamn dicks away.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.